107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate, and in the studio with me, it's a pleasure to have Jessica Guy with Stratford Trash and Week coming up this weekend. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I think it's been 2 years since we last did Trash and Week.
It has. You are correct.
Yeah. So let's dive in. What can we look forward to this weekend at Factory 163?
Well, we've amalgamated some of the favorite bits of Stratford Trash and Week. Mm-hmm. We know that the Refashion Show and the Trash and Show are two of the most popular events that people love to come out for.
Yes.
So we have over 20 designers who are presenting looks over the Friday and the Saturday, but we've mixed the trash and the refashion together, so you won't see the same thing both days. It's going to be, you know, a mix of both on Friday and Saturday. We're also going to show some pre-loved and vintage, and we're going to have some spotlight eco-fashion designers as well.
Delightful. And so 2 years ago, I did attend, and it was just mind-blowing how these designers are taking, you know, literal trash.
Literal garbage.
Literal garbage. Yep. And they make something so unique. If you've never been to Trash and Week or Trash and Show, it's outfits made of garbage.
Basically, yes. I think the year that you came, there was a lot of, there was a bit of a trend of some crocheting of plastic bags and things that was really cool on the runway. There was card bottle paper, caps. Bottle caps. There was cardboard, like toilet paper tubes.
Yes.
That dress was epic. And you can actually see that in the window at Agora Gallery now.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I think that was the winning piece that day.
It did win, yes.
Yeah, it was really neat. Yeah. Just kind of mind-blowing stuff. Like, you don't know what to expect when you hear the word trash and show.
No, you don't. And it really does blow my mind every year because people are so creative. I mean, these artists are able to look at anything, you know, that's in front of them, a piece of tape, a box of markers, and think, huh, how can I turn that into something couture, something beautiful, something artistic that would walk down a runway? And this is what happens at Stratford Trash and Week. Our minds get blown every single season.
Yes, it's just phenomenal. And the coolest way to promote sustainability.
Honestly, I mean, when you are an environmental activist, I think a lot of people can put you in a box of what you look like, you know, how you live, all of these things. And some of that is, you know, a little bit true. And I think the conversations as an environmental activist can be on the doom and the gloom and what's wrong and what's going to happen and the detriment and all of these things. And for me, having Stratford Trash and Week is a way to celebrate environmental activism in a beautiful, bright, amazing, creative, community-rooted kind of way.
Yeah.
You know, we can talk about sustainability and how to move forward out of fast fashion, but we can do it in this really beautiful and happy and positive type of way and get out of the doom and gloom.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're making a whole event out of it. I mean, it is obviously mainly the fashion show, but you also have a little market going on at the same time.
Yep. So there's a little bit of a market happening. So some of the pre-loved designers that are going to be showcasing some of their looks will have things for sale.
Oh, nice.
There's going to be the showcase designers, the featured eco-fashion brands will have tables set up for things to buy after the show, which happens a lot when people sit and look at the things coming down the runway. They think, well, where can I buy this? I want that piece.
I want that.
You know, so there will be an opportunity to do a little shopping. The doors open at 6:30, and there will also be a little bit of time at the end of the show as well, so you can peruse the market and support the vendors.
Fabulous. So we have some tickets to give away
this week.
I'm very excited about that. But then for people who don't win them, where can they get their tickets?
So if you go to StraffordTrashandWeek.ca, we do have some tickets left. Friday is almost sold out. And we have some tickets still available for Saturday. So don't sleep on it, Stratford. We know you love to wait to the last minute. So don't do it.
Yeah.
Go to the website, get your tickets. We will give two tickets to Saturday VIP front row seating.
Oh, nice.
So I'm happy to give those away.
Yeah, that's so exciting. And so, yeah, it is Friday evening and Saturday
evening. Both evening. Yep. Awesome. Both of them. The doors are at 6:30. Show is like, you know, 7 to 8:30-ish. And then everything will wrap up around 9.
Yeah, it's a fun night out for
Absolutely.
This weekend.
Patso is going to be doing some food and drinks.
Amazing. A great way to, you know, celebrate Earth Week, Earth
Absolutely.
Day. And just have some fun in Stratford.
So 100%.
Yeah, amazing. So Stratford Trash and Week. Again, the website is stratfordtrashandweek.ca.
You betcha.
And you can check it out. Thank you so much, Jessica
Thank you.
Guy.
Thanks, Kate. Happy Earth Day.